This is the sound of second chances. It's more than a bowl of pet food. It's nutrition that changes lives. It's the sound of healthy, happy pets. Not just in your home, but in shelters across the country. Because feeding your pet Hills helps feed shelter pets. Science did that. Hills Pet Nutrition. Buy the bag that gives back. Visit hillspet.com/giveback or tap the banner to learn more.
Through the Bible.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this fourth day of June. You know, what is right and what is left? The Bible tells you those on the right will inherit the kingdom and those on the left don't fare too well. Okay, folks. So this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight we have the guy on the board, the guy that's got the dials and the buttons, our producer. We don't rile Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
All righty. And tonight we have in studio here with me my co-host, Aaron.
Hello, Pastor.
And then, of course, way out yonder, the legendary Pastor Joe Larson, the parson.
Probably infamous is a better word, but I'll take it. Good evening, one and all. And we've got a special guest tonight, right?
Yeah, we certainly do. He's kind of legendary, too. He's
He is.
He is, and that is Randall Terry. Hey, Randall.
Pastor Ernie, it's so good to be with you, and we are live. Let there be no mistake. That things that... Some of this might be pre-recorded. Not this, folks. This is live about Temerick.
From coast to coast, yep, it's the most. And, Joe, do you remember the title of the message?
A Green Tree and the Dry.
We're going to get into a little bit of a Bible study here there, Randall, and it actually has all to do with what you're here for tonight, too. And so, the Green Tree and the Dry, that's out of Luke 23, verse 31. When the Lord Jesus, when he had just told those when he was hanging up on the cross, and the women were crying and wailing, and he said, don't cry for me, cry for yourselves. And he told them that the time is going to come when you're going to ask the mountain to fall on you and the rocks to cover you, so you don't look upon the face of the Lord. And then he says this, that if they will do this, he was referring to the Roman government, in a green tree. Now, he was referring to himself, the green tree, as being a tree that's full of life. That's where you got that, the flag that we have.
Appeal to heaven.
Yeah, the appeal to heaven. And that was George Washington actually had that flag fly above. If you see some of the very old paintings in that, that would be flying above the Christian flag, and then that would be flying above the Stars and Stripes. And so here now, Jesus was referring to himself as being the green tree full of life, innocence, and the Israel was the dry tree full of sin, the nation of Israel full of sin and trouble. And so here now, and it was an interesting thing because Donald Trump had come out and said recently, if they will do this to me, and here the former president of the United States, actually the legitimate president of the United States, the real president, what are they going to do to you? Okay, and of course we know the answer to that when we look at the J6ers, we look at the pro-lifers who homes they busted into in the middle of the night, you know. We were just talking about that today. You know, I was one of those where they were going to come get me in the middle of the night like they did Richard Lewis and some of the others, but I was fortunate to be tipped off, and I didn't wait for them to come after me at 2 o'clock in the morning. I took a dozen men, marched into Judge Marcus's courthouse and challenged him and Dan Caceres right there on the spot. So all my charges against me. They charged me, Randy, does this sound familiar, with anti-government activity? And so,
good grief.
Yeah. Well, they tried to RICO me 3 times. And so, anyhow, and you, Randy, you and I know, in order to RICO me...
You're not even Italian.
Well, yeah, in order to RICO, you have to prove that I make a profit from saving babies. That's what they were charging me with, hurting their business.
Saving
and
babies.
Well, Randy, we know that we don't make much money saving babies, do we?
No. But our reward, please, God, is in heaven. Please, Lord God, remember us for good. Remember us for good, Lord.
Amen. And
well,
so we're
here, you know, Randall, we tell people the pay isn't very good, but the retirement plan is out of this world.
Yeah, it really is.
There you go.
Well, we're going to pick it up tonight in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 21 through 25. So, Joe, would you read verses 21 through 25 in 1 Chronicles 16?
He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory unto the heathen, his marvelous works among the nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods.
Well, now this is one of David's psalms of praise.
Yeah.
And David was actually referring to something specific there. He was referring specifically to Abimelech. When Abimelech, God had given him a warning. Remember, the very first time the word prophet was used to describe Abraham. Abraham was the first prophet known.
Prophet.
And so here... he wasn't the first prophet, but the word that was used for the first time. Actually, do you know who the first prophet was, don't you? It was Abel. Abel was the first prophet.
Abel, okay.
And so, blood still speaks from the ground, who being dead yet speaketh.
Yeah, absolutely. And so here now, when he says, touch not mine anointed, nor do my prophet no harm, here, God had warned Abimelech. See, remember, Abraham was feared for his life because Sarah was so pretty, and he was afraid that those guys were going to kill him to take her. So he told Abimelech that she was his sister, and he wasn't lying. She was actually his half-sister. They had the same father but two different mothers. So here... Abimelech had plans for Sarah, and he saw Abraham and Sarah, what they call sporting, out in the grass. And so, as he was thinking about what he wanted to do, God spoke to Abimelech, and he told him, don't touch that man's wife, because it won't end well for you if you do. So then Abimelech... he had to fear. He just now had to fear God in him. So he went and told Abraham, listen, get your stuff, get your people, and get out, right? And so here now, when we're talking about when he's touched out my anointed. Okay, Randy, tell me what you think it means When can you tell if God's anointed is somebody? Do we see God's anointing on President Trump?
Well, I believe that God anointed him like he anointed Nebuchadnezzar and like he anointed Darius. We have to, in my understanding and my study of the scripture, is that God puts his hand on someone, puts a call on someone. He called Cyrus by name. In the book of Isaiah, it says, Cyrus, I have called you by name, even though you don't know me. And he called Cyrus my anointed. He literally called King Cyrus, a pagan king, my anointed. So we can see somebody who is a flawed human, and we're all flawed humans, and we can say, okay, God knows what he's doing, and God put his hand on certain people to do certain things. You know, as Ernie, forgive me, but I do want to tell people the good news about our run for the presidency. But I want everyone to know I am a candidate for president, but I'm not running against President Trump. I'm running against Joe Biden. And my mission is to hurt Biden. But to come back to your question, the two most, I don't know, fierce men in America overarching for liberty are Donald Trump and Elon Musk. I mean, go figure. A lot of righteous men, good men, devout Christian men, who should be fighting with all their hearts and souls, they're not. And one of the reasons I got into this fight was to do everything in my power to reach pro-life Democrats and black Americans to say to them, you can no longer vote for these baby-killing Democrats. These Democrats who are telling young children that they can change their gender, that they can mutilate themselves, that sex education should be in school teaching our children all these perversions. We're saying to Catholics and to blacks, you're voting for Biden and Democrats, and these are people that are at war with your family. They're at war with your faith. They're at war with your God. Stop voting for them. Repent. So, you know, people have been worried that because Pastor Brodin and I know you know Pastor Brodin's been on your show, there are people that are worried that we are going to hurt President Trump, and we're not. Our anointing, our call from God is to be a voice of warning to the Democrats, and I'm talking about Roman Catholics and African Americans, who some of whom are listening to the sound of our voices right now. And your daddy and your daddy's daddy and your family, they've all been Democrats, and you've always voted Democrat, and you need to stop. Because the party is not what it was when we were young. I grew up in a family of Democrats. Both my parents, all my grandparents, all my aunts and uncles, but it is not that party anymore. It is the party of perversion, the party of death. And we must resist it, not vote for it.
It's the Antichrist Communist Party. Now, President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States, has made it very clear. He said that these people are evil. You have to understand what I'm telling you, folks. These people are evil is what President Trump says. Now, Joe Biden is evil to the core. He is evil. That man is just pure evil. We know that Hillary, you know, that it would be a contest between Hillary and Jezebel, you know, of the Bible. Those two would be, I mean, the attributes and the characteristics of Ahab and Jezebel and Bill and Hillary are remarkable, okay? But both Hillary and Jezebel have a long line of dead bodies behind their witchcraft, and both of them were involved in witchcraft. Hillary is an actual witch. She actually headed a covenant of witches in California. Her own husband admitted to that, but she admitted it to herself too. So the wickedness.
Called herself Drusilla.
Yeah, yeah. She actually, Randy. She actually called it. Yeah, She actually called that on the radio program. She was, I had Larry Nichols out with me, and she didn't like what she was hearing. She was stuck on the in her limousine in D.C., and she was playing just dial surfing, and she come across the program. She recognized Larry's voice right away. She stopped, and she listened to us, and she called in, and she says, she said, "This is Drusilla." I said, "What's your name?" She said, "Drusilla." I remembered right away because she had been on C-SPAN, and she had been addressing the lesbians. And she came out and she introduced herself. She says, "Hello, I'm Drusilla, the Wicked Witch of the West." And they all cackled, you know, like hens. And so I knew immediately who it was. But Larry, he recognized her voice because he used to be her handler. So when he started laughing, she really got angry. And I had to bleep her about five times.
The language, yeah. She was a little, we could say distraught. We can use that word.
Yeah, she called me some bad names. But anyhow, then...
Very bad Pastor Ernie.
Yeah. Then, Randy, when I went to D.C., we took 100 pastors down there to go and lobby the Senate for the pro-life legislation. And that's when she was a senator. And I got a call as soon as we got inside the D.C. there. I got a call saying, "Don't go into Hillary's office. She is waiting for you. There's two federal marshals here. She's going to have you arrested," because I had said on the radio that I'm going to go see Hillary. I'm going to go and give her heaven sweet and hell hot. So I got a warning. Now, it turned out, to the best of my knowledge, that tip-off actually came from inside her own office, okay? But sure enough, we went down there, and I stood back. When they opened the door, there was two suits standing there. And the three guys, I sent three other pastors in there, and they asked all of them, "Are you Pastor Sanders? Are you Pastor Sanders?" But,
wow.
Yeah.
They should have all said, "No, I'm his look-alike."
You did jail time for something. You weren't even there. Who was it that was holding the baby? It was Baby Choice,
Harley,
I believe.
Harley Ballou. Yeah, Harley.
Yeah, Harley, yeah.
Harley and then, did the crime and Randall did the time.
Yeah. You did what, 4 years or something? How much did you do on that one?
No, heaven no. No, I was only 5 months.
Oh, 5 months, okay. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I remember that. That was right from Billy Boy himself, huh?
Yep, that's right. Well,
but
did you get the quote from Tom DeLay?
Yeah, I did. But remind me, I saw that.
For those who don't remember, Tom DeLay is a devout Christian man. He was the House Majority Leader from 2003 to 2005, one of the most powerful politicians in the country. Loves the Lord. And let me think for a second. Hold on. I'm going to read it to you. He said this: "The 3D battle plan of the Terry Broden campaign is political genius. Every Republican should invest in this mission to defend babies, defeat Biden, and destroy the Democrat Party. I assure you, when Biden loses, Trump wins. Please join me in financially supporting this campaign so these television ads can run nationwide." So, Congressman or former Majority Leader Tom DeLay has thrown down to the pro-life Republican community because we've created these ads. I know that you've seen them, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, I certainly have.
On Catholics. We're calling on Catholics and blacks to refuse to vote for Biden. And if we can get 2 or 3% of the Catholics and 2 or 3% of the blacks in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania to vote for, to not vote for Biden, which is our mission, then Biden loses the presidency. We're like a secret weapon because we know who we're targeting. We're targeting the black people and the Catholic people who have betrayed their faith and who need to just repent and not vote for these baby killers anymore.
Well, these you want to run these ads. I know we did send a contribution, and we'll send another. Tell the folks out there how they can do that.
I will. Thank you. I got to tell you something. Can I tell you something that made me really sad, and I'm hoping changes tonight? Can I tell you?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
When I was on your show, people, I don't want to embarrass Ernie because he's a good man, but Pastor Ernie, out of his own pocket, made a very generous contribution to our campaign. And he just said he's going to do it again. And we're running ads, TV ads. You can see the ads at Terry2024.com. My last name is Terry, and then it's 2024. I'm sorry, 2024. 2024. Terry2024.com. We have 10 ads up right now that are a part of the mission that we have to run ads against Biden and against the Democrats. So, Pastor Ernie, here's what made me sad. You made this incredible contribution. You encouraged your people to support us. And we did not get, except for your gift, we did not get one single contribution at our website from that show. Not one.
Wow.
And I was devastated. I thought, what is going on? And so we've talked a lot about this, and this is what we came up with. People are so afraid of another Biden term, which I share, and they don't want to hurt President Trump, that they were afraid to give us a contribution for fear that it would hurt Trump. So this is what I'm telling you tonight, people. Our mission, our message is this: defend babies, defeat Biden, destroy the Democrat Party. We are setting out to destroy the Democrat Party. And here's the secret mission. The largest voting bloc inside of the Democrat Party, the largest voting bloc, are Roman Catholics. The second largest voting bloc are African Americans. So we have created all of our ads to aim squarely at African Americans and Roman Catholics, to call on them and say, look, you believe in God. Jesus said if you hurt a little child, you're better off having a millstone tied around your neck, drowned in the sea. Biden and the Democrats deserve millstones, not our votes, as Jesus said. And with black men and black women, the Democrat Party is committing black genocide. So if you think that those ads will hurt Donald Trump, I don't know what planet you're on. I don't mean to be rude, but I mean, come on. These ads are aimed squarely at Biden, squarely at baby killers in the Democrat Party, and they're aimed at Catholics and blacks who have historically voted for them, calling them to repent. So most of us don't even hang out with those people. We know how to reach them. We're negotiating with Black Entertainment Television right now to run ads of Pastor Broden, who's black, saying that if you vote for Biden and Kamala Harris, they're doing the work of the Ku Klux Klan. That's what Pastor Broden says, that the Democrats are lynching black babies in the womb, lynching black babies. So I am begging you, people, my friends, Pastor Ernie's friends, even if you give us $5 or $10, just let us know that you support our mission. Please, I'm begging you, show us the love. Go to Terry2024.com and give something, anything, anything. And we'll give you my latest book, Divine Correction, How God Gets a Nation's Attention. I'll send you that book for free if you'll just make a contribution of any size.
All right. Hang tight, Randy. We'll be back right after this.
Gordon Call was right when he made his famous stand. Heaven knows there was a man who fought the righteous fight till the wrong arm of the law gunned him down in Arkansas. He would not pay one dime of tribute to the IRS. And for his disobedience, they planned his fiery death. And now all is fair in love and war. Christian blood has been shed before. And though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity, and we shall all meet at heaven's door, 'cause all is fair in love and war. Five forty-five p.m. on a North Dakota road, February '80. That's when the war began, where two federal marshals died for the sake of tyranny. They both would underestimate the courage of one man who only shot in self-defense to save his promised land. Because all is fair in love and war, Christian blood has been shed before. And though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity, and we shall all meet at heaven's door, 'cause all is fair in love and war. When all was said and done, and the verdict's handed down, someone had to take the fall, and it was Gordon's son, who was wounded in the fray. Please won't you pray for your recall, who now must waste his life away inside some stinking jail. Please pray the Lord might set him free. Through faith we shall prevail. They say all is fair in love and war. Christian blood has been shed before. And though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity, and we shall all meet at heaven's door. 'Cause all is fair in love. In love and war, in love and war.
All is fair in love and war. Hey, Randy, you know, when you were talking about wanting to reach the black people, I remember there was a black abortionist, and this guy, when I was out there preaching to abortion mills, he comes up and he pulls up in his Cadillac. And he says, you just worry about saving your white babies. There are too many black babies. He had made himself the judge, and he decided, he said that he was there, and he was going to weed out the hair, the black population there in Cleveland, because he said there's too many black babies without fathers. And he just appointed himself God. And anyhow...
See, that's the message that we are getting out. And, you know, it's like the dirty little secret of the African-American community that only 12% of women are black, but over a third of abortions are committed on black women. It's black genocide. And so Pastor Broden will be the first black man to say on television that abortion is the work of the Ku Klux Klan, and that if you vote for these baby killers, you're helping them commit black genocide. He's saying it's a black people. He's black, and he's telling black people, if you vote for these candidates, you are a part of black genocide.
Well, you see, and there are those, yeah. You know, the interesting thing, Randy, did you know that the largest slave owner in the United States back in the early days was a black man? Did you know that? His name was Johnson, by the way.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know
Yeah,
that.
He was one who had bought himself out into freedom, and then he ended up being the largest slave owner. Now,
The first slave trader that brought blacks as slaves across was a black man?
Yeah.
Shipping them across? I can't remember the name, but...
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the guy that was here that he lived out there. In Virginia. And so here, you have people that make money. Like Al Sharpton gets money from Planned Predators. People like Kamala Harris. You have a lot of Jesse Jackson. You have a lot of these, like, that what is this says? They eat the sin of their people. They eat, in other words, they profit off the sin of their people that promote. Al Sharpton actually said that abortion is biblical.
We got to defund Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. And we could do that if we get Trump back.
I'm telling you right now, if you want ads on TC, we're saying what we're saying right now in a Christian audience with Christian radio stations. We're going to run these ads on The View. Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Bayer, whatever her name is.
Blowhard. Joyless Blowhard.
We can run our ads on Stephen Colbert. We can run our ads on CNN. We can run our ads anywhere we want as long as we have the money.
Yeah. Randy, let me tell you this.
Just that simple.
Okay, there's a lot of people out there listening to you right now, folks that are my age, that don't have computers. They don't have televisions. They threw out the television, and many of them never got on computers. But they know how to write a check. They have a checkbook. So can you give it an address for folks out there?
Yeah.
I think that's what we did.
I would love that. Please make that be the reason.
Yeah.
Ready? Here we go. Terry for president.
Terry for president.
I'm going to give this ad. I'll give it out three times, people. It's really easy. P. O. Box 420, Ellendale, Tennessee. That's E-L-L-E-N. Ellendale, Tennessee, 38029. So, Randall Terry for Terry for president, P. O. Box 420-420, Ellendale, Tennessee, 38029. I'm going to give it one more time, but I want to tell you something, people. This is how I know that it's you. $186 to run an ad in prime time on the Black Entertainment Television Network in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with huge numbers of black people watching the ad.
Only
$186.
$186.
We can dominate in these markets.
I'll buy that ad. I'm going to get you off a check for. We'll get you off a check for $200, and I'm going to ask folks out there to match me. If I can get a number of you folks out there to match me for that $200,
that would be so awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So here it is one more time. Terry for president, and it's P. O. Box 420, Ellendale, Tennessee, 38029. Now, I'm going to give the address out one more time, but Ernie, I got to tell you something we just found out. Are you ready for some really great news?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm going to be on the debate stage with the Libertarian candidate, the Green Party candidate, and maybe RFK Jr.
Oh.
That would be great.
Confirmation. I'm going to be, it's a huge event in Las Vegas. It'll be televised. There'll be thousands of people there. And I am going to be, your servant Randall will be on the debate stage with these people. And again, my mission defend babies, defeat Biden, destroy the Democrat Party. So you know that I'm going to be throwing down when I'm on television and when I'm in this debate. So I'm asking you people, you heard Ernie, match his gift. Terry for President, P.O. Box 420, Ellendale, Tennessee, 38029.
Very good. I've never seen you to hold back, so this would be great. You know, we were talking earlier about the anointing. You know, you had it there for the operational rescue. You, obviously, with all the stuff that happened to you, all the things that have happened to us. I mean, I know at least seven times I've had attempts on my life out there, but by nothing that I did, but by the Lord just decided that nothing was going to happen until He was finished with me. And we know that that's what happens when. When he's finished with his people, then he allows them to come home. And so we've been there, we've been doing this. This is my 50th year on the radio, Randy. And it's been...
That's so cool.
I made a lot of folks out there don't like me, because, those that... that hate the truth, to them, truth is hate. And, we take it right from...
They love death. Jesus said, blessed are you when men hate you, revile you, cast your name out as evil. He said, rejoice in that day, leap for joy. Great is your reward in heaven, for this is how they treated the prophets who were before you.
Absolutely. Tonight at the Tea Party meeting we had, there was a fellow that challenged our speaker. Our speaker was coming out, and he was very adamant against abortion. And one of the people there stood up and said, well, there should be some exceptions. And he was talking about rape or incest and all these things. And I said, look, God's word, the Bible, God has ruled on that. He has already ruled on that. Abortion is murder, period, without any exceptions. That's what God's word, that's what God has ruled. That was the end of the conversation right there. And do you think God gets the last word? Is he going to get the last word from here on out? I believe so.
Till the end of time, and then into all eternity. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not pass away.
Amen. That's a fact.
Oh, but one thing, here's what we're fighting. The socialist universities, Michigan State, has 140 employees that work on 222 DEI agendas, and their inclusive language goals guide instructed employees, university employees, not to say America, not to use Easter or any Christian Christmas imagery. So that kind of covers the holidays and Christianity. No imagery, no words. They're trying to strike it from the language. So this is truly, truly a spiritual battle of all the things that they could...
It is, but Joe, the left is in a panic because even now, right now, you have nine NFL teams.
11.
11 now?
11 now, yes.
11 NFL teams that said, okay, we've had it with the queer stuff. No more LGBTQ. Now, a lot of that had to do, because I announced several times with the Cleveland Browns, I quit watching the football after that when they first took the knee. I quit watching it for a while, a solid year I didn't watch, and a lot of other people told me the same thing. I quit watching them too. And so they felt it too, even at the stadium. And then what happens, when they started that, and then COVID comes along, and all of a sudden now they got to pay the players, but there's nobody showing up in the stands, right? And so the good Lord got their attention. And they decided maybe you go woke, you go broke, huh?
There you go.
Unless you work at a college or university, I'm looking at the same story. Some of the people there in this DEI are making, $360,000-something, $200,000-something. Many of these DEI people are paid even more than a lot of the professors. The executive vice president of health science makes almost $730,000 a year. Sin does pay well.
Well, you know, what's happening to a lot of those universities, a lot of their major contributors are pulling their money away.
Exactly. The same thing with the sports teams. They've had it with the anti-Semitism. They've had it with the wokeism. And what was one of the big donors sent a very huge pledge to a university there in Israel, $250,000, took it away from one of the American universities and said, you know, not going to give them my money because they're, you know, not worthy of it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Now,
one university in Israel is one of the few that really does scientific breakthroughs and does nothing but STEM work. And you know, I remember the article. Can't remember the guy. Oh, the guy wanted to keep his name quiet. But anyway, that was the big headline. The $250,000 donation to his Israeli university.
Folks, let me just tell you again here. Just think about this. Just think about why I don't watch The View. But if I knew that Randy's commercials would be on there, I would. But just picture this. Here you got Whoopi bragging. She boasts about how many babies she's killed. That is a wicked, wicked woman. Now,
she's an evil woman. Yep.
To the bone. And so just imagine seeing a pro-life commercial being played on there. Could you see the looks on, you know, for example, you know, something very strange happened. I don't know if you guys saw this. There was a young black fellow. He's a reporter. And it was strange because he was on PU, The View, and he's sitting there, and he's eating a banana. He's eating a banana. And here, you know, when Alito's wife, she flew the Stars and Stripes upside down. And so Joyless Blowhard, she says, well, Trump started that. That's part of what Trump and his followers do that. And this reporter, this young guy, says, no. He says, see, what you're doing, exactly what you just accused the conservatives doing. You're misleading. That's propaganda. And he told her, that's hypocrisy. That flag, we've always known it's a sign of distress. And you just lied. And you ought to see, she was speechless. Her and the other unclean women there didn't know what to say. They just looked at each other. Can you imagine having them know that those commercials are running during their program?
Listen, I got to tell you something. A nationwide commercial, nationwide, on The View, costs $11,000. Just $11,000, that's nothing. There's four people listening to this radio show right now. Four people, just four. If they give the maximum, $3,300, $3,300, that's all you can give. You give the maximum, four people, that's the ad. I can buy a 30-second ad, and we've got the ad that Whoopi is in. It's called Stupid Celebrities. And it says, this is what it says, my voice. It says, I am so sick of stupid celebrities. Hey, morons, what do you call this? This is a human being. Human being, human beings. And I'm showing all these pictures of beautiful babies in the womb. And they say, and these are dead human beings. And then we show aborted babies. And it starts off showing whoopee.
Will they show that?
They have to by law. That's what people need to understand. Once we get inside of the 60-day window, starting September 5th, TV stations are required by law to run the ads of a federal candidate. Period. The end.
Wow.
So,
and there's
go for it.
Decency thing, though, where they would stop those pictures. I have a feeling that they...
No. Please don't even say it. It's not true.
So your content's protected?
Yeah, they showed the Holocaust. How many times have they showed the Holocaust pictures?
Pictures, yeah. Okay, I'm just checking with you. Yeah.
No, listen, I'm going to tell you. I ran in 2012. We showed dead baby ads in 39 states.
Wow.
So your content's protected as a candidate? Is that the loophole?
Federal law says that a federally licensed station, radio or television, must run the ads of federal candidates, and they cannot censor them. They cannot edit them. They cannot refuse them. So we ran ads. Let me tell you how powerful this is. There's a woman right now in New Jersey. She's got 3% of the vote. Her name is Teresa Vukovina. You can look up right now. Look on your phones right now. New York, she's on the ballot in New Jersey against Biden. She's got 3% of the vote. All she did was run dead baby ads in New York City saying, don't vote for Biden. He's a baby killer. And she got 3% of the vote. I ran in 2012, and I ran in a primary against Obama. Democrats could vote. Yes, only Democrats could vote. And all I did in Oklahoma was run dead baby ads saying, if you vote for Obama, you've got blood on your hands. And listen, I got 18% of the vote. 18%. Against a sitting president. I beat Obama in 13 counties just running ads showing dead babies saying that Obama is a baby killer. So people can't believe that it works because they're like, oh, like you said, they're thinking, oh, they're not going to let you run them. They have to. It's the law. We've been doing this for years.
That's a wise tactic.
All righty, folks.
The only way that we can do it and they not stop us. This is it. This is the only way. A federal election. That's why I'm running for president. That's it.
Can you add Jesus Christ as Lord at the very end?
Well, everyone who knows me knows I believe Jesus Christ is Lord.
That'd be a good opportunity, too.
Yeah,
well, there are people who've done that.
Yeah.
I quote Jesus in my ads.
Yep. Terry for President, Post Office Box 420, Ellendale, Ellendale, Tennessee, 38029. That's Terry for President, Post Office Box 420, Ellendale, Tennessee, 38029. I encourage you folks, I'm going to cut him a check for $200. That way we can run... That'll run those ads on those that one station he was talking about. I would encourage you.
Black Entertainment, yep, in Milwaukee, yep.
Yeah, I'm encouraging you folks out there to match me, especially all you folks out in Chicago, too, out there. Match that if you would. Look, we're talking about saving babies. Joe Biden is a wicked man. He's an evil man, very, very evil, very wicked.
Amen.
There is no Democratic Party. They're pure communist. And more, listen, every day, more and more of those people are turning to the Church of Satan. That's happening right now in our country. They're turning to the Church of Satan. They have become so corrupt, so absolute reprobate, so antichrist. It's just unbelievable evil, okay? And today that they were out there talking about here, the people, the most dangerous people in the United States, it's referring to were Trump followers, veterans, and recent veterans that recently left the military. Those are the most dangerous people. They're the most likely to be terrorists. This is what your government and this Merrick Garland, this guy is as corrupt gets.
A piece of garbage.
He is absolutely he is evil to the evil to the bone, folks out there. And you know, just think of that, killing babies. And you saw what they did yesterday, that Green lady, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she went over and she tore up. Now, we did a big thing on Fauci about him torturing the puppies, how he tied those puppies down and let the fleas eat on them for days and cut their vocal cords so they couldn't even whine. She showed that. Democrats are evil. All of these Democrats said, that's nothing wrong with doing that. Nothing's wrong with doing that, torturing puppies or even little babies. These people are wicked. They're wicked to the bone. And you are to stand up against this evil, this wickedness. Don't listen to these prissy preachers that just tell you, well, you know, just love them. You know, these prissy preachers are the ones that would never do that. They don't know. They haven't ever had to go to jail for doing the right thing. You know, and here's the other thing, too. You know, I watched, as they had on the Internet, all the women from The View saying one after the other, Trump is a convicted felon. Trump is a convicted felon. I just saw Pencil Neck, Adam Schiff out there today saying it all day long. Trump is a convicted felon. Let me tell you about it. There were some very, very, very famous convicted felons of the past. One of them's name was Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
It was exactly. The Apostle Paul. You had Peter. Now, let me tell you, they were convicted felons by wicked people. They were innocent, like Donald Trump is innocent, but the wicked convicted them. And we saw that especially with Naboth in his vineyard. When Hillary called the sodomites together and had an unfair court, they used lawfare, and the wicked convicted an innocent man. Just like Pilate said, I find no fault in this man at all, okay? But what did they do? He sentenced him anyhow, didn't he? And so, I didn't hear you. How much time do we have there? Okay, so that's where we're at, folks. Here, this is the time. You got to make up your mind. Joshua says, for me and mine, we're going to follow God, right? Choose you this day. Folks out there, it's time.
Whom you will serve, yeah.
It's time to decide who you're going to serve. We're in a war.
Yeah.
We are in a war.
Amen.
You got to speak up, pro-life, for life, protect life, protect the babies, honor the Lord.
Okay, what was that website address again, went, Randy, to?
Terry2024.com. People, Terry, Pastor Ernie said something very important. This is the only means in the United States of America, in the Western Hemisphere, in the world, this is the only way that you can compel a television station, force them to run ads showing the tragedy, the evil, the murder of innocent babies. This is it. It's a federal campaign. It's not mayor. It doesn't work for mayor, for governor. It only works for federal candidates. That's it. We've done it before. And it's a key part of victory. We've got to save babies. We've got to tell the truth. We've got to defeat Biden. And I have got to have your help. I'm risking my life. We're on the front line. I'm asking you to be our supply line. I beg you in Jesus' name. I beg you in the name of our Savior. Go to Terry2024.com. Terry2024.com and give online. Or you can mail us at P.O. Box 420, Ellendale, Tennessee, 38029.
There you go, folks. Randy, he's put his body where his mouth up. He's ended up in with himself, people like Joe Scheidler, myself, and others, ended up behind the bars doing our prison ministry for doing the right thing, for saving babies. Randy, we're going up against a hard break. So, if you hang
appreciate
tight.
Thank you for having me, Pastor Ernie. Thank you so much. I love you guys. God bless you.
Yeah,
you
God too, bless Randy. Your efforts.
God bless. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.